You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch!
You can't stop it.
I just said that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased.
What are you trying to say?
I'm so into you.
I really don't really care.
What?
Next message.
We're still here.
Look at my cat.
Let's get off the cat.
You son of a bitch.
Enjoy it.
It's ODG, Occupy Dave and Giggles.
Where's that?
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, guys, four.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out.
End of message.
You look so good right now, you son of a bitch.
Next message.
Talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Get in touch. You got to talk about it.
Horrible. Give us a call. 646-915-9228.
DaveandGiggles.blogspot.com.
That's what it is. Give me a chant you want to lead.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Got to go big. Really big.
Now we go. I said give me a warning when it's almost over.
You're freaking out, man.
Freaking out.
Just relax. Relax.
Are we live?
We are live.
We're recording.
Yep, we are recording. We had a look, but yes, we are recording.
We're recording, we're broadcasting, we're eating pasta.
We're eating pasta. You got pasta going with a little peas in it.
Yeah.
Who cooked it? You cooked it or the
I
lady?
Started it, and then Mrs. Giggles finished it.
Because you can't finish anything.
No. So we got a big show. We got an hour.
We got an hour.
This is the Dave and Giggles Radio Hour.
That's
with
true.
Dave Giggles and our special guest, Tom the Therapist.
T-Cubed.
T-Cubed.
We're going to call him T-Cube.
He's licensed. I don't know if he's insured. But we're going to take calls. If you
do, both of those have to go hand in hand, licensed and insured?
I think so.
I have insurance up to $2 million.
Shit. So what are you saying here? How can we get $2 million?
Sue the pants off me if you want, and it won't cost me a dime.
Let's do it.
I like it.
Let's do it.
So we're with you for the next hour. 646-915-9228.
What's the number?
Excuse me. Pasta gas.
Pasta gas.
646-915-9228. Give us a call if you got a question. It's like Delilah. You know?
What?
You know Delilah?
What about her?
You know, like I always want to call in to Delilah, but I never get the balls to. But tonight, get some balls
about?
And call in Tom. Because people call in to Delilah with their problems and their questions.
I've never heard of Delilah.
Me neither.
On Light FM. You know, guys don't listen to Light FM?
No. You just sit around the house with your cat listening to Light FM.
So? So Tom's going to be with us for an
hour. Yes, give us a call. So Tom is a therapist and more so like I was told, social worker kind of esque. So we'll get into that. And if you have any social work questions, especially because you work in the city, so you're going to have a lot of weird situations.
Very true.
Probably won't be able to get into talking about them, but I definitely want to get into some of the weird ones.
You got it.
Well, he didn't sign any sort of confidentiality agreement with us.
You know what I'm saying? All right, so, but, however, we got some big news that just surfaced today.
Just surfaced.
Just surfaced. Let's see if I have a good sounder that we could do with this. Maybe maybe this one? No, not that one. Maybe.
You are really dumb.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe. No.
That's
closer.
That's close. That's real close to it.
Maybe.
All right, we gonna do this? We gonna sit here and listen to all of your sound effects?
Yes,
all night.
Yes, we are. No, we're not. All right, so do you want to give away your? I mean, we already did it on our Facebook, which has become the official place to tell anybody anything.
Well,
right?
I say now, I'm like, well, it's not FB official. If it's not FB official,
then it's not official.
You know, relationship status.
Yeah.
You know, things, jobs. Who you're with?
What are some of the big things other than the one we're about to say that you've posted on Facebook that you felt were really official?
Well, I mean, I got married.
So you posted that, and that's the only other thing in life that you posted on Facebook.
Yeah.
It was really
official.
Well,
you know, deaths are, you know, one of those things that people post, like, you know, to whom it may concern, the passing.
Turn yourself up a little bit.
Well, just a little bit?
Just a little bit.
There we go. Check one.
Oh, that sounds great.
Much better.
Yeah.
Nice end. So, memorial services, you know, please, your prayers, things like that. You know, if people want to, you know, they need support from their FB community.
Is that what it all comes down to?
It's kind of like, what you know, we waited a while. We're like,
how long did you guys wait before this came out?
We didn't wait at all.
All right, why don't we just say it? Get it out there.
Giggles and Mrs. Giggles are having a child. We're having a kid.
Yeah.
It's super official.
There it is.
You know,
it's official.
It's super
baby
official.
Baby Giggles.
And get this.
All right. On the way.
It's a boy.
Oh, boy.
So I told Mrs. Giggles, we were in there because today we went to the sonogram, and I was like, all right, you know, I don't care. The lady asked me, she's like, you know, what do you want? And I was like, I want a healthy baby. Because that's the answer you got to
get. That's the answer you got to
get. You don't say a boy or girl. And I was like, I want a healthy baby.
Inside.
But really, I was rooting for a boy. Mrs. Giggles didn't care either way, which is nice. She's like, I just want, you know, a child.
I want a healthy baby.
I want a healthy baby.
That's the answer you got to give, of course.
So they go through the whole thing.
Did she tell you that she really wanted something on the inside, or she never fessed up? Did she say she wanted a boy or a girl?
No.
Or she never fessed up? Because she wanted one or the other.
She wanted one or the other.
I'm sure she wanted a girl.
Probably.
Yeah,
probably.
She did.
Well, here's the thing. If we had a girl, we had a really good girl name picked out.
What was the girl name? That won't be till next time.
You're drinking it.
Stella.
Stella!
Stella! I would do that nonstop to your child.
It's a good girl's name.
It's a really old girl's name. It's not a bad one, but it's an
good
old
though.
Name.
But see, it's not so common, right?
Mm-hmm. I like it. I thought you were going to name her Artois.
Yeah, that would have been nice. Hey, Artois, baby Artois.
Or Negro.
See, this is where we get down a bad road. This is where we go. But all right, so you're having a baby boy. Like, once you found that out, did anything like pop into your head?
I teared up a little bit because, like, I wanted a son. I Mrs. Giggles, she's a little pissed because I was like, listen, we're gonna be the comedic duo, you know, like the two of us just slinging jokes back and forth, like, you know,
really bad jokes.
Really bad jokes. But I saw it. She's like, do you want to know? And she's like, there it is. And she goes, leg, and then the arrow. And then she types in boy. And it's like.
And you had to really get in there. Like, how does it look?
But it takes up half the sonogram is what you're saying.
It's gigantic.
I think it's bigger than me. It looked like. Proportionally bigger than what I got going on.
So you're going to be jealous now throughout the old Bill Hoare baby's life?
A little bit.
All right, so down to, like,
we've got an hour.
Like, yeah, of course. But like, as soon as that happened, like, so many different things, different, like, because when you're thinking about having a baby, mm-hmm. you go, all right, I got when I'm finding out I'm having a girl, I got these questions. When I'm finding out I'm having a boy, I have these ideas. Mm-hmm. Lot of thoughts. Like, all right, so baby names. Have you guys come up with any?
Yeah.
For a boy.
Yeah. I don't know if it's bad luck to say the name now, because like.
I think once you announce the announcement is the bad luck.
Well, then what if somebody steals it? That's the other thing.
Who's going to steal it? Who else do you know who's pregnant?
I like that this is a debate, and I think that every woman knows the answer to this, but us three guys have no clue.
No clue.
No clue what the...
call up and tell us. 646-915.
Yeah, that's a good one. Great idea. Call up and...
let us know.
Yeah.
Let us know what's bad news or bad luck or whatever it's going to be. But all right, so down to the line, what names do you have chosen?
We like William. William?
Little Bill.
Billy.
No, Billy. No Bill.
He's going to go by Bill. You're going to shorten it.
No.
Or you're going to shorten it to Will.
Will.
Willie.
Will is no Will.
I'm going to call him, you know I'm going to call him Will I Am.
Will I Am? Will I Am Bradley?
Will I Am Bradley.
Hologrammed.
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 That was pretty good.
So we like a William. We like Arthur. We like a...
Arthur.
We like Max, but then somebody else took Max.
Who took Max?
Somebody named their dog Max, and then Max is like a pet's name. Max is it's like a, you know, Max, come here, Max. So
you're going to be doing a lot with the boy.
Yeah.
All right. So you're down to a couple. I mean, you're leaning more towards William, I can tell.
Yeah, William.
William it is. So William, middle name.
We're thinking.
Why don't you do something like William H. Bradley?
William H. Well, we like Henry.
William.
There you go.
But see, I don't know if William Henry goes well. William Henry Bradley.
It's that's like a already lot of, somebody.
Who's that?
Oh, William Henry Harrison, the 7 years president.
Ah,
17th, 18th, I don't know.
Rutherford B. Hayes was the 19th president.
Why don't you go with Ruther B. Bradley?
Rutherford.
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 And B can be B-E-E.
You should totally name your kid Rutherford.
Rutherford B. Bradley. I like it.
Arthur. Rutherford Arthur Bradley.
And then we also like Rowan.
Rowan.
But Rowan kind of seems like
that's
a douche.
Kind of a douchey. Yeah. Name.
Rowan Atkinson.
Yeah. Well, here's nothing but burgers for the rest of his life.
We got the 100,000 baby names book. No, he's calling. And
somebody wrote on the instant feedback here, Basilio.
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 I don't know who that is. Dragon Monkey. Dragon Monkey says, name your baby Basilio.
Basilio. So
I like it though.
It is a good name.
Yeah, that's not bad.
It's got a nice ring to it.
It's an Italian name.
What would you name your kid?
Oh man, I don't know. The one name that I ever stuck with was when I watched a movie called Amelie, and I fell in love with the girl Amelie. I was like, man, I want to name my daughter Amelie.
Yeah.
But other than that, I never really thought about. I guess because I've never had a girl pregnant.
But take one step.
So when you were young, did you? I mean, this goes around the room. Did you not like your name and think like, oh, I wish I had another name, and then just start thinking like, I'm going to call myself this name? No, never. You never didn't like your name and you wanted another name?
I wanted my handle was going to be Alex Seidel. I don't know, for some reason, when I was a kid, I was like, I like the name Alex. If I was going to be a spy, I'm going to name myself Alex Seidel.
So why don't you name your kid Alex?
Alex,
why don't you
kind
name
of...
yourself, I'm trying to think of a nice little acronym here. So like Rutherford, Alex Bradley, Rab.
So
I liked my name growing up because it's everyone can pronounce it, but it's just unique enough that not everyone has it.
TQ. Tom.
Yeah.
TQ. Therapist Tom. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who's with us for an hour and he's going to ask.
That's true. Yeah. We're going to get down that line. We're going to get into it. I mean, but the big news is it's hard to not talk about the big news because you let it out today. So go ahead.
Well, here's the other thing. You say the questions that people ask and, I'm going to get right to it.
I'm going to eat some pasta while you
do
get
it. Do it, do it. Circumcision. Now
that's
a boy.
That's what I was going to
ask. It's a big question.
What are you going to do?
Well, we asked the midwife today.
You guys got a midwife?
We got a midwife.
A doula?
What's her name?
We're getting a doula. We're thinking of getting a doula.
What's her name?
Who, the midwife?
Yeah.
So you can Google her and call her?
I want to know her. Like,
listen, Mr. Giggles is really not the father of this baby.
I want to... Right,
there's
got to
be some... There's
gotta
I
want to check this lady out.
There's got to be some confidentiality.
I
want to
know who's going to be in the room with you.
So
while you're freaking out, maybe passing out. You probably will.
Pacing.
Yeah. You know, plugging like, wires there's in. So many things that happen during a pregnancy that they just don't tell you.
Well, we're going to do a show from the pregnancy. We should do a show.
Live.
That's I would do a show.
Excellent
for the pregnancy.
Idea.
That would be really good.
You would die. She would strangle you to death. Yeah.
So
but
she,
I'm down.
It would be good.
I'm down.
So she asked me, the midwife asked me, she's like, what are you? And I said, well, I'm circumcised. She's like, well, studies have shown that it's psychologically better for the kid to be like, well, I look like my dad. You know what I'm saying? Just bigger.
A lot bigger. Okay, so I've heard of that, but then I wonder, how often is your son checking out your package?
Yeah.
I mean, he may see it once in a while or ask a question.
Well, you have this Kim who doesn't work. He's home all the time. He's going to be one pretty much raising this Kim. And I imagine there's a lot of walking around the house nude with him.
I don't walk around the house as nude as often as you think. It's
Why?
Weird. I don't know.
If I was home alone, that's all I would do.
Yeah.
What stops you? Is it...
Is it the
fact that you're the cat?
You don't want the cat looking at you.
Sometimes he looks at me with those like guilty eyes, like I know what you've been doing all day.
Yeah. Or is he looking at you and goes, I'm bigger.
Before he got snipped.
Oof.
Well, now studies have shown that there's really no there's a few things like you got to keep the thing clean. You got to like
sure. The only thing I am, and I'm sure most of us in this room are.
Yep.
Yeah.
Prove it.
Why did this go gay all of a sudden? Now you made me lose my train of thought. I am
blushing,
but I heard that because they're snipping that off.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ending nerves there, so you're losing stuff. You're losing like sensitivity.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard. I've heard that the sensitivity of non-cut kids are more than cut kids. So you're making this kid sacrifice a little bit of happiness.
A little bit. I mean, if I had the choice, I would be like, don't do it. For myself, if I could like go back 31 years and be like, Mom,
don't do it.
I would say don't do it. Like, because, I think it's been that way for thousands and thousands of years. And it's mostly a religious thing. And I get the benefits. You got to keep the thing clean.
You got to keep it clean regardless. Come on.
Yeah.
Two things I saw. One thing I saw in the news is that there was this guy who's 23 and he's in jail in the Midwest somewhere. And he just found out, I guess because he's in jail and he's got a shower with other guys, that he was cut. He didn't know that he was cut. He didn't know the difference, apparently. So now he's suing the hospital for cutting him.
That's ridiculous.
He's suing him for $1,000 retribution for cutting him.
Well, you heard, and this is not an urban legend. This is actually true. There was a moil
Yeah, the herpes thing.
The herpes thing gave the kid a herpes because they suck. And this is what I don't get.
Suck
you know,
it
like
off.
I'm all about you know, like people keeping to their traditions, but don't suck the skin, the foreskin off of a baby's penis. You know what I'm saying? That's
now suck.
They cut it. The Moyle cuts, and this is certain. This is only. This isn't every you know Jewish person.
No,
this is
no,
just
no.
The supreme Orthodox.
So they get down on this thing.
They cut it, and then he sucks it off.
With his mouth.
With
that's
his mouth.
How he removes it.
And that's how he removes the foreskin. I swear.
Not with his hands.
What's wrong
or
with
foreskin.
Feel bad that
anything.
You're eating
what's
that pasta.
No, I love this pasta. Love the peas.
Just think of that as some baby's foreskin right now.
Oh, it's delicious.
But so, he gave the kid the Moyle had herpes, and the kid died.
Shouldn't there be some kind of standard set for Moyles?
Like, throw some Listerine in that
sure.
bitch. You know
but
what I'm
I mean, first of all, why are they sucking the head? I'm not going to go down that aisle. That's a little too weird for me.
It is a little weird. So if you had the choice, around the room, we're all men here. If you had the choice.
For myself or for my son?
For both.
I would say son. Let's go with son. You're having a son. What are you going to do?
Son, let him stay natural.
Let it ride.
Yeah. And I come from a Jewish background.
Yeah.
And I still say, don't put anything sharp near that thing.
No.
Yeah.
So many possibilities of it going wrong.
Just, yeah.
But we all were. And we don't remember it.
Well.
You know? It's not like, I'm sure we cried when it happened, but we don't remember it anymore.
All
so
right.
It's like it's something that's sure probably traumatic at the time, but.
So you want to hear the psychological repercussions?
Yeah, well,
some people argue that even though you don't remember in your conscious mind now, unconsciously the trauma of that stays with you and to whatever degree it affected you comes out in your sexual life as an adult.
Hmm.
So give me an example of something that where it could come out.
I mean, it's there's no way to prove this, but the opponents of circumcision say, oh, well, a lot of male sexual problems come from the fact that they had their foreskin cut off. There were sharp objects by their penis when they were a baby, and they internalized that even though they were only a day old, and now it's stayed in their cells their entire life, and now as an adult, it messes with their head.
So when they see something sharp close to the groin, they just freak out?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Is it why we all love like large, luscious tits? Because we're just sitting there sucking on them as a kid, and we're just like, that's all we want.
There
that's
you go.
It. That's all we want.
See?
I love boobs. I do. Well, this is weird. This is a little sharing, but like sometimes when I'm...
Is it going to be bad sharing?
No, but like sometimes we all manscape, right?
Sure.
Sometimes we manscape with scissors. It's really not the best idea, but you know...
My roommate has a specific set of scissors for manscaping.
Hopefully.
And then if anyone goes to use them, he freaks out.
He's like, oh, get away with the arts and crafts. But sometimes I'll be, I don't know about you guys, but, you know, usually I try to use the trimmers,
the
buzzers, but, you know, occasionally I've been in a rush and I had to use scissors, which I want to say, don't manscape if you're in a hurry. Don't do it.
You've got yourself.
But no, I haven't cut myself, knock on wood. I've never cut myself, but I
we
sit
got a
there.
Door knock. Is that you?
No, it was.
Oh, all right. You know, I was like, what's going on?
Knock on wood. But I'm sitting there with the scissors and I was like, what if I cut my penis off.
Wait, off?
Off.
What kind of scissors are these? And then my follow-up question is, when are you in a rush to manscape? Under what conditions must you...
Like, you know, when you had a
date... Must you be manscaped? Oh, I see.
When you had a date and you had like a... You know, because sometimes it just slips away from you. Like, all of a sudden, you've got a fierce bush down there. And like, I need to manscape. Because if anything happens... It's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
If like, anything happens, it's not going to happen.
So you're saying a woman would be going down on you, potentially.
Potentially.
Get down there and say, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Well,
hold on
I'm
a second.
Not doing this anymore.
Too much bush. Too much bush. Same thing for...
I don't know. Do women like really think like that?
I think so.
I wish we had a plan
I think guys
B&E
are just
here.
That shallow. I know I am.
Yeah, it's possible that it's just guys. Because I don't really think... I think girls
You've run from bush before.
Yeah, but that's us. Our own insecurities of being like, oh, that girl's got... Oof. Woof. You know, like we're thinking about girls like that. I don't think girls think like guys like that.
I think they do.
You think?
I think
we need people to call us. 646-915-9228. I need to know this. All right. So, and then also I was going to say, so I went to Iceland last summer and a large majority of people who visit Iceland are British, the Brits.
Right.
Not cut. So
why were you seeing a lot of
British?
Well,
the problem was is that we were, the thing about being in Iceland is most of the time it's most of the things that you do are like
nude.
Well, kind of, but you're in a hot like lava baths.
Right.
You know?
So you have your shorts on, but just your zipper is down and your cock
zipper's
is up.
Down.
I see.
Well, they really don't care. They just kind of walk around, whatever. So it's like looking at it, it's just weird.
The uncut?
Uncut. It's just weird.
Well, I remember in sixth grade in the showers, you know, for some reason, well, you know, we always went to the showers as kids.
That must have been uncomfortable, huh?
But there was one kid out of like 25 of us that had an uncut penis. And I just remember we all looked at him and we were like, man. But.
What was he? Do you remember if his background was.
His last name was Underwood.
Underwood. Sounds British. Probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
But I just remember, you know, we all looked at him and we're like, man, that's weird. What's going on? But then, you know, then you
asked.
Did
everyone make fun of him?
No.
No, they were just kind
of. Well, he actually, he had one of the larger penises of all of us.
Ah, there you go.
So they couldn't make fun of a boy.
No. Right. You can't be like, oh, your penis is weird and larger than mine.
Well, hopefully William H. Bradley will.
Rutherford B. Bradley.
Rutherford B. Uncut Bradley.
That's good. That's real good.
All right. So I want to ask Tom the therapist this because, you know, we're getting into it. Where do you see most of men's sexual problems stemming from?
Their moms.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, guys have mom issues.
I think that there's a lot of emotional incest, mm-hmm. I think is the technical term. So I see a lot of mothers who
explain emotional incest.
Yeah, so
it's a good word.
When a mother is too involved in the child's life, in her son's life, emotionally, meaning if he succeeds or fails, it really, really, really matters to her. And she plays a way larger role than she should, influencing him to make decisions or for whatever reason.
Just living life, just life decisions.
Right. And it especially happens in households with divorce because dad is now gone, so mom needs to connect, and so mom connects with son. And now she sees him as a surrogate in a sense until she finds another man. Mm. And so there's a lot of, you know, help me with this issue, or I'm going through this and, you know, son, you know, help me grieve, you know, the loss of your father, or help me. You know, it's just this, the son becomes the stand-in man in the house, but kids aren't equipped emotionally to handle that kind of stuff. So there's some
not at all
unhealthy perpetration that goes on, and then
I mean a majority of your cases probably the father is gone. Is that like majority?
Not necessarily, but in the majority, either he's gone or he's a deadbeat or an alcoholic.
Right. Do you also find that the men who are there? I mean, we live in this society where men take more time to grow up,
mm-hmm.
so you have a lot of women who are actually taking on that fatherly role or whatever it's going to be of being the more dominant person in a relationship. So you find that has more influence on the children itself.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. I've certainly noticed how emotionally retarded men are compared to
we
women of
are.
The same age. Mm-hmm. And
it's only getting worse.
It's getting, no, I actually think it's getting better. Honestly, thankfully.
So you think it's just our generation that really got either fucked up or just we fucked up ourselves?
Yeah.
Where do you think all that lies? Why do we take forever to grow up? Why is it that we just don't understand being an adult? We're faking it. We put on the suits or we put on that we go to work and we understand that we're supposed to act a certain way, but we really don't get it.
Some of us.
All right.
Many people don't go to work.
So two things. One, I think that's always been the case for every generation. It's just now that we're getting to be that age, we're realizing, oh, we don't know what we're doing, but no one else before us had. They just pretended that they did, and we believed them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that pattern has changed much on one end. But on the other end, all, you know, post-industrial revolution stuff, there's no more job security for men. There's, you know, I think it's 7 jobs in our lifetime now.
Sure.
Men of our generation will have. So in terms of job security and comfort at the job and, you know, having your job be like a family the way, you know, you work somewhere for 40 years, we our generation will
still
never have
that. I think it's something that we've
striven. I don't think striven is a word. Grammar.
Whatever it's going to be.
Grammatically retarded.
Strived to do as far as like we, I definitely see the I kind of had my own theoretical thoughts on that whole thing of where I don't know if it's a pattern of our generation or if it's just in general where we have this kind of like 4-year cycle. Like we're grown up on a four-year cycle where you spend first 4 years at home with your mom or giggles. This poor. Oh, I also want to ask another question real quick.
Keep to your thought because I want to hear if you're going to finish this because this is like you start, you're sounding really smart.
I am smart.
But I'm wondering if you're
going to
like.
I'm going to finish it.
Yeah.
Just real quick. Did the name William come from our last guest that you had a crush on, Guillermo?
No.
Which is the Spanish version of William.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
No, we had William picked out for a while.
All right. So the idea of the four-year cycle, this is something I've always had in mind, where you spend the first 4 years of your life with your mom or your dad, then the next 4 years of your life kind of in this preschool age, then the next 4 years of your life in this middle school age, and the next 4 years of your life in your high school age, and the next 4 years of your life in college. And then you get out of college, and then you're thrown into the pack of wolves where that whole thing that you've done your entire life is now thrown out the window to some degree, and you're just kind of left going, all right, well, after that four-year cycle, I'm still doing the same thing, and I'm kind of bored. So it's just something that I've always thought, and I still do think it has a lot of place in our society. I don't know if something...
That's a very interesting theory.
Yeah.
Well, I think it fits in with general stages of development, right? So there's a bunch of these smart psychologists over time who say, you know, Freud, for example, says, between the ages of 0 and 2, you're trying to overcome issues of oral issues, right? And then 2 to 5 is anal issues. And then 6 to 9 is, you know,
and then they don't tell you that, like, after 30, it's always anal issues.
Right. Well, Freud doesn't go that far into adulthood. But the ones who have, like this guy, Eric Erickson, he talks about, he does the whole lifespan. And so the issue developmentally in the 20s is identity. So you're trying to figure out who you are in your 20s.
Sure.
And by 30, you're supposed to have it together so that the 30s is about now, like, standing in a confident place and making decisions and
cohabitating. And being who you are.
And yeah, and it, you know, kind of almost practicing.
Right.
I figured out who I am, now I'm going to practice and just, you know, make sure and see where that gets me.
And that's where, like, the whole idea of, like, when our parents or our grandparents got married at 18, had a steady job at 20, and then worked their entire life that thing, like... Where was that 20 trying to find yourself?
Never had time.
And
that's what midlife crisis is.
And then also that whole of like, well, I'm just going to bounce. I just wasted that whole time where I should have been looking. Yep. And I'm going to bounce.
Exactly. But
so maybe we have it right. Maybe we're like, maybe we should just get fucked up, bang chicks, and just do whatever we can during our 20s and then start thinking about it in our 30s.
Well, that's, I think, where the quarter-life crisis came about.
Ooh, the quarter-life crisis. The
right?
Dreaded 25 quarter-life crisis.
Yeah.
I had one. I quit my job. Why are you looking at me like that?
You had a quarter-life crisis?
I had a quarter-life crisis. I quit my job.
What job?
I was working at the hospital at the time. I was a media coordinator at a hospital.
Right.
And I was like, I don't want to do this. And had a quarter-life crisis. Quit my job, started working in television. The week after I started working in television, the show got canceled. So I was just like left fending for myself.
You didn't know what you wanted to do with it.
Nobody does at 25, do they?
No.
Go on with T-Cube. T-Cube, give it to me.
That was it.
Yeah. Gosh.
But I do like your theory, every 4 years.
It's a 4-year cycle theory. That was a Dave original.
I don't know if T Cubed has a little Giggles book club here, but this is a book my dad gave me. It is called Passages, and it's Predictable Crises of Adult Life by Gail Sheehy. And then right here it says, the trying 20s, the safety of home left behind. We begin trying on life's uniforms and possible partners in search of the perfect fit. The catch 30s, illusions shaken. It's time to make, break, or deepen life commitments. The forlorn 40s, dangerous years when the dreams of youth demand reassessment. Men and women switch characteristics. Sexual panic is common, but the greatest opportunity for self-discovery awaits. And then the last one is called the refreshed or re-signed 50s. Best of life for those who let go of old roles and find renewal of purpose. So it's basically saying, like, these things are going to happen. Like, around your 20s or 30s, your parents are going to get sick and die. Around your 40s, your wife is going to, you know, like, get ready for it because shit only gets harder. Am I right?
Well, wait, when was that book written? Because it looks like...
I like it.
From the cover.
Boom! Answer that!
It is... I think this was the version from... let's see here. Hold on.
It looks like 1972.
The pages are yellow.
I would say 62.
He's not gonna find it.
76.
76.
All right.
So he was a little old, but you know, I think the same things
apply.
Like you've got to, you know, you think shit's hard now. Wait till I don't know. Wait till later on in life when, you know.
Well, things are always hard. I mean.
But it only gets harder. I think that's the thing that we think when we're in our 20s, we're like, this is the life. And it's not going to.
Well, I mean, you look at like a kid. Like I hang out with my niece. She's 7 years old.
Do you?
And when I hang out with her, she's like, most of the time we're having fun. We're playing whatever. But then there's like times where she'll like get into a panic and she'll act like the world is coming to an end. And, you know, she'll be like, she'll freak out about something and she'll bitch about something. She'll be like, my life sucks. And I'm like, you're 7 years old. Mm-hmm. Your life doesn't, you're it, the opposite of suck. Like, you have nothing but free time and you have summers off. You have like all this, all you do are learning about the world and enjoying life. You have not had any problems yet. Maybe that's what you're saying here is where like the 40s look back at us, like 30s or 30s look back at 20s and they're like, they got it so easy.
Yeah. I mean, I look back at my 20s and I'm like, man, I had it easy. You know, like
it's true,
cheap rent.
Now you got kids to worry about.
Yeah, it's true.
But I think that's what happens overall. Like, I don't know if TQ will agree with me, but like where you have like people who grew up in the 70s and they'll be like, you kids don't understand what hard is. And then you go back to the 50s and you're like, you kids don't understand what life is, like how hard, you know. And I think they have some merit because like we live in an age where you really don't have to do too much. As far as like manual labor, as far as like whatever it's going to be. I mean, we have pretty good life as far as where our society is.
GPS on your phones.
GPS
on your
phones.
You don't have to look at a map anymore.
No maps.
I think, and this is just, you know, out there.
Yeah.
I think people are going to forget how to write penmanship. It's going to be a dying art. People,
it's already happening.
People don't know how to write. People like, I bet I have the best penmanship out of all of you guys. All
right, write me something. Let me see that paper.
Oh, you mean... actual physical writing.
Physical writing.
I see.
Let me see your paper. Let me see your paper.
Well, these are just scribbled notes.
Well, that's your penmanship. I'm not going to base you on something where you're trying to write good.
Well.
Right here you wrote TP. No, it's actually Tupac.
Tupac.
But you wrote TP. This is really bad handwriting.
Shorthand. So T-Cube.
Tom the therapist.
Tom the therapist.
Obviously.
You think people are starting... to not write.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
You thought that.
No, I agree, though. And I think it's even people are poor at typing now, especially kids.
We have the text messaging.
Right. So they type their assignments the way that they text.
Oh,
and
gosh.
They don't even realize it.
Right. So they'll write you just a U.
Exactly.
Oh, LOL.
What do you think?
TTLY. TTYL.
We're going to talk about the FB for a little bit. The Facebook.
The FB. Everything's just shortened.
It's abbreviated,
stuff, though.
But when people are making grammatical errors on FB, I'm like, this is going out to the world. You know, spell check that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, make sure that it's there and there. You know, a big thing now are memes. Are they called memes?
Memes.
The one
what
is the
what is this? 2003. What a big thing now is instant messenger.
Slap bracelets.
Garbage pail kids. I don't understand it.
Oh, gosh.
What about muscle men, those little pink guys?
I love the muscle men.
Yeah.
I used to have on the back of my door a poster of all the muscle men. Love those
posters.
Guys.
Posters. You don't hang up any posters in your room anymore.
I do now.
You know, now it's like frames or pictures of people. And
yeah.
What posters did you have as a kid?
Skating. Rollerblading. I used to take out the things for the guys in the
magazine. A bunch of dudes
rollerblading.
What's the poster you wanted to have in your room but didn't have the balls to put up? I'll go first.
All right, go ahead.
A picture of Kelly Kapowski from Saved by the Bell. I had such a crush on her.
That is a good one.
Didn't have the balls to look at her every day, though. I was
too
afraid.
No. Well, you're probably of your parents, right? I mean, that's...
Yeah.
You're afraid of being like... But in essence, if you did it, if your kid did it now, you would probably be proud.
High
like, your
five.
Mom would be like, whatever, I don't care.
I'd be like, go for it.
High
it.
Five.
Well, girl, or what would you have? Would it be like Zach?
No, Slater.
Slater still looks like he's like 14.
He does.
I don't know. He's getting injected with something. I don't know what it is, but it's like Coke to the face or something. He looks good.
Yeah,
he does.
I don't think Coke to the face does wonders
Coke
for your aging, but he looks like he exactly like he did.
Taut skin.
Taut. Like
taut.
And nobody else. No, maybe he's just...
He's probably getting something.
He's getting injected.
Shit, what was that? I was looking at this new thing. two new things. One thing is the new trend is chin implants. It went up over the past 2 years, 70% of what it's like, by far passing every other kind of implant, like breast, everything.
Do you mean if you have like a
chin implants to give yourself a good chin?
I did know a dude with a weird chin. Like, he didn't have a chin, and I was like, "Where's your?" I didn't say it to him, but I wanted to, every time I look at him, I was like, "Where's your chin? Where is your chin?"
Are like, men or women getting the chin implants?
It's overall.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is a question for around the room and for our listeners at home. If you want to call in, if you could change one thing, because I'm really not a fan of, you know, I don't think women should get breast implants unless they've had a mastectomy or, you know, like they.
Is it your girl like shoulders?
What? If you could change one thing about, like, if you could be like, I'm going to go out tomorrow and get a, you know, a thigh implant or a butt implant. If you could change one thing physically about yourself and you had the money to do it, and somebody's like, hey, I'm going to pay you this money and you can only spend it on
that thing.
What would you get done?
Well, my wife would be mad, but it would be an ass reduction.
You want an ass reduction?
You want an ass reduction. What's wrong with your ass?
Well, when I was in fourth grade, I was dating a fifth grader. Uh-huh. And she happened to be African American.
Nice.
Nice.
And
nice.
When we broke up, she told me I had a bubble butt.
Damn.
Well, you were like, you what?
It didn't make sense, and it's haunted me ever since.
Really?
Yeah.
Can we
kinda,
get
it? Yeah.
Let's get a this is a radio show.
This is a radio show.
That's a good-looking butt. That's
a little bubbly. It's a little bubbly, but it's good. Not bad.
I've been told I have a female ass.
Let's see.
Hold on. This is so awkward.
What are we doing?
Oh yeah,
you got no ass.
I got no ass.
You got no ass.
I got like
you got the white suburban girl ass.
All right, so what would you change then?
I wish I had a six pack.
Well, you can get that.
You don't have to have surgery.
Yeah, you don't have to. What are you gonna do? Implant like six?
I have to have motivation. I just don't. I don't.
So you want implant motivation?
Implant. Yeah, if I could be implanted with like motivation to work out, because I'm not one of those guys that like you. Tom the therapist did
T-cubed
insanity, and I saw the before and after pics. The guy was ripped.
What was that P90X thing? Is that what it is?
Same people, yeah. Same. It's the cardio version of P90X, basically.
I heard that is intense.
It's insane.
How long is it? 2 weeks?
2 months.
Shit. And it's just like, how many hours a day are you doing that?
At least one.
Just 1 hour a day?
Every day? It's insane cardio. Yeah, I mean, it's nonstop. It's so intense. The people in the video modeling it take breaks during the thing. And these are fitness instructors, all of them. And they have to stop. It's
Do you ever get to the point where you felt like you were going to throw up?
Oh, yeah.
Felt like you were going to like pass out?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I have fallen down.
Oh, Jesus.
It's no joke.
Ryan Airy, I could say this because he's probably not listening. If he's listening, call in.
Call in 646-915-9228. Anybody.
He was a roommate of mine once.
Yes, he was.
And he was doing the P90X, and I remember one time he did it and he threw up.
I could see him just sitting in the bathroom. Oh, it's too much, man.
But I think it was during doing the yoga, which was odd.
Just stretching?
Stretching.
At your wedding, we were supposed to have a yoga thing in the morning. Did that ever happen?
They did it.
They did it?
I was sleeping.
Yeah, and everybody. You were sleeping right up until your wedding.
It's true.
But either way, if I were going to change something, and it hurts my fingers. I got sausage fingers, and there's nothing I could do about it.
Those are big fingers.
They're big fingers, and there's nothing I could do about it. Mm. What are you going to do?
But your lady doesn't complain about them.
No lady's complaining about it.
Sausage.
Look at you just spilling your beer.
It's a $15 IKEA rug.
Here was another thing that I saw, the thing to lose weight, since we're on the topic. A new thing is the newest craze for women who are trying to drop a quick 20 pounds.
Jeez, good luck with that.
Is the KE diet. It involves inserting a tube into your nose for up to 10 days, which feeds protein and fat combined with water. It provides 800 calories a day, so you don't eat for 10 days, and you just have a tube feeding you.
What?
For 10 days.
It's like, are you conscious during this?
You're conscious during, you just walk around with a tube in your face for 10 days.
Wait. It's not just when I want to eat, I have to wear it all the time?
Just, yeah, I guess it kind of just drips. Whatever it's going to do into you.
It's like an IV you walk around with, basically. Right. In your face.
In your face. It's fucked up.
That is weird.
The things we do.
We're fast. I mean, we are like Mrs. Giggles and I went to the movies, and we'll get on good movie, bad movie
good
in a
movie,
minute
bad
here.
Movie.
But I counted everybody that was walking to the movie had a 32-ounce or to 40-ounce soda. And I was like, if one can of, I mean, I'm sounding like, you know, Jillian Michaels here, but if one can, can of soda has like 50 grams of sugar in it, how many grams of sugar are in one of those 40-ounce things of soda? Like, we are, you know.
We're terrible country.
We are the portions.
But it all comes down to the whole idea of where, like, we're just too comfortable. We're just like, we're used to having not really, we're used to going to the movies every weekend. We're used to drinking this gigantic thing of soda. It doesn't really phase us. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
So anyway, good movie, bad movie.
All right, good movie, bad movie.
Cabin in the Woods. I don't know if you've seen it.
I saw it.
You saw it.
I saw it.
Like, T-cubed really. can't chime in here. But it was good.
Do you like it?
I liked it.
I wanted to see more monsters, but I liked it.
It's a monster movie.
It's an everything movie.
I thought it was just like a Blair Witch thing where they're out in the woods and things.
That's the thing. That's the thing they really sell you on. And like, when I first, because I heard about the movie a while before it, because I heard it was playing in like Sundance or something, or somewhere, I think South by Southwest. And the guy who saw it was like, it's a lot more than you think it is. And they sell it. Their tagline is, you think you know the story, and they play it out like these kids go into the woods in a cabin, and I don't want to give anything away, but I too liked it. However, I hate Joss Whedon.
Who's that?
Joss Whedon is the writer, and I don't know if he directed it, but he was the writer of it, and he did like Angel. He did Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He did Firefly. He did all these like teen girl movies, teen girl shows.
But you got to do those teen girl movies to get to the big ones. You got to, like, you know, blow a few dudes to get to the real thing.
Is that what happened in your life?
It's true. It's true. I'm still blowing dudes to get to the real thing. Oh, man.
So, or a bad movie. You don't have one. I hate how you say good movie, bad movie, and you have one movie and that's it.
Well, Mrs. Giggles really wants to see the I don't know, what is it called? The new one with...
Hunger Games.
No, she saw that. With what's his name? The dude from Zac Efron, The Vow,
the Nicholas Sparks.
You're gonna have to go to that.
See, I know. Here's the thing. I know I could just do it, suck it up, and be like, "Babe, let's go
you
see."
Just fall asleep.
It's true.
You could.
But then when you pay like $13 to see a movie, you don't want to like. If I'm gonna take a nap for free. I don't want
to
like.
Yeah, but at least you have the the positive of going to the pleasing your wife.
You pay $26 to please her. Yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Another good movie I saw recently, good movie, was I liked it. And this is one that you'd actually might want to watch with your wife. That's actually a good movie, is We Bought a Zoo, which is Matt Damon. And it was done by Cameron Crowe, and Cameron Crowe gets me every time. That guy's the best.
It's good.
You kind of look like Cameron Crowe, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, I think.
Except for your sausage fingers.
Sausage fingers.
Yeah, he has really skinny fingers, I hear.
Man, it's always coming back.
All right, so I want to ask you guys about this. The big thing that was trending, and I hate that word when people say trending, and especially CNN, or if you catch things of like CNN, things that are trending right now. You know,
you wouldn't mind so much if Dave and Giggles was trending.
It's true. I would love us to be trending. Tupac at Coachella, which I don't know the whole story, but I guess there was a hologram, and he was singing.
Did you see it?
I saw a little bit of it.
That's it? You just saw a little bit of it?
Tupac was at Coachella?
It's bizarre. It's wild.
There was a hologram of Tupac.
What is it?
Excuse me. Tupac. It's the pasta.
Tupasta.
It was a hologram of Tupac. And, you know, everybody's tripping balls or doing whatever they're doing out there on Coachella. And all of a sudden, a hologram of Tupac and some other dude who was actually live, I think, he starts singing. And that's the thing. I don't know if it's Tupac's family or if it's the record company, but, like, if somebody's passed away, you know... Like, are you going to show it?
We'll keep it playing in the background while you talk about it.
All right.
Can't see it, so you guys will have to look at it. It's really, I mean,
it's amazing what's happening with technology now.
Right.
But like,
so what are we saying here? That he's alive and recording stuff?
He's not alive. So basically what they did was they took one of his performances.
Oh my
from
gosh.
When he,
that is, it looks
I
real,
you
right?
Meant hologram like Princess Leia coming out of R2-D2 kind of
I mean,
thing
this
where it's
is
like
better.
All,
this is
like,
better than that.
This is like a video game looking kind of
thing. Yeah, it looks like he is on stage. Every once in a while you'll see him kind of like shift
float.
across the ground and it looks like he's floating. But like for the most part it's like it looks like he's there.
Yeah.
Like how does it happen? I don't understand the actual thing. And then also Snoop comes out and starts singing with them side by side. So what they did was they took an old concert and video footage and they made it a hologram.
Where is it being projected from, though?
I don't know the answer.
See any lights,
yeah, I don't
like
know how they do holograms. It's something I might have to look into. But I really think that this is going to. I can definitely foresee. I mean, they already have this. They could probably do a Tupac tour. But I could also see like a Michael Jackson tour. Yeah. You know, they have all that footage from him from the last concert. They'll make tons of money of him doing tours.
Yeah.
And he's dead.
Yeah. I mean, but you got Michael Jackson and Tupac. What about our dads?
What is it?
Tupac.
Tupac.
Tupac. What if we had like the, you know, Dead Dads Club coming back? You know, like we could have a hologram.
Well, I don't
know he's got the money for that.
No, you don't.
No.
You don't work.
It's true.
But I mean, I think you also need the footage of when it happened, you know, whatever it's going to be. But
it's your dad
really
hanging
is.
Out. Hologram of your dad.
But like when from the side, too. Like they got the whole like 360 thing happening.
Did anyone know this was going to happen or were people just losing their minds?
I thought they lost. So I'm sure like everyone was like, Tupac's not dead. I knew it. I knew it. But also, if you look at it, it's really hilarious. Like, think about rap now. Look at rap then. Yeah. Look at his pants.
He's so tame.
He's not only tame. He's wearing
he's not
pants
pouring
that are like up to his belly button.
No gold. Yeah. You know, no bling.
No bling.
He's not pouring champagne on any hose.
No.
No hose.
Are you a... Well...
What are you going to say?
I was just going to say, like, I listen to the FM radio. Here, let's turn him down.
I got it.
Let's leave him be. Let's let him rest in peace. R.I.P. Tupac.
R.I.P. Tupac.
I listen to pop radio. I listen to the FM radio.
You should name your kid Tupac. Or Tupac.
Biggie.
Tupac.
He doesn't have a six pack. He's got a two pack.
No pack. I listen to popular radio because, you know, sometimes I'm here. A lot of times I'm here. I'm working. And I'm like, you know, I'll throw on the radio. The music that's coming out right now, I can't stand. It's terrible. Terrible.
I think hip hop was just a negative thing on society. It's just nothing but horrible music. Whatever. What are you saying?
I don't know. I really didn't have a point.
No, you don't.
No. All right. So we've got a few more minutes with 10 more minutes with Tom the therapist.
So let's get to T-Cube a little bit more. Like, I know you probably can't talk about specific things, but like, what are some of the most saddest things you've seen working in the city as far as like a social worker, as far as like just like you're in these families' homes, right? In their lives. To some degree.
Sure.
Like, what are some of the, just like the most horrible things? I know we shouldn't get into the horrible things, but
no,
it just fascinates me as far as like what happens in this city, like under our eyes. We don't even know it.
Sure, sure. Okay. The first thing that comes to mind is I worked for an agency that catered to gay and lesbian elders, so old gay people.
Okay.
And so I went out in Queens and met with this guy once a week for therapy, and he lived by himself and had for 20 years. And once he got comfortable with me after a few weeks, confessed that he wanted to kill himself.
Shit. Mm.
So I'm sitting in a room with this guy who says, I wish I was dead.
Mm.
What the hell do you say to that? You know, like,
seriously.
Don't do it. And then I'm like, he's like, why shouldn't I? You know, my life sucks. My wife died. And I,
how old is he?
He's like 80, mid 80s. He's like, I got neuropathy in my foot, so it hurts all the time. I'm on a million painkillers. I'm on all this stuff. I got Meals on Wheels delivering me food. My phone never rings. No one visits me. I'm up at 3 a.m. talking to people. Right, except for me. And at the end of our treatment, which lasted about 6 months, he gave me a hug at the end and said that was the first human contact he's had in 10 years.
Oh, wow. Christ.
The first physical contact.
That's awful.
With another human being in 10 years.
It also, I mean, getting back into our talk before, we also don't respect our elders.
Nope.
Like, well, they get Agreed. Old, and we're like, all right, let's just stick them off to the side.
Just forget about them.
Agreed.
Yeah. And it's really a horrible place. I don't even see it ever really getting better because it's such a young man's world. And we just want the vibrant young man. We don't care about the elderly. We don't care about what they have to say.
Mm-mm.
Terrible things. Terrible things that you must see.
Yeah, yep. Well, I mean, they say that you can judge a society on how they treat their elders. I think America, we treat our elders like shit as far as medicine. Like,
oh, it's only getting worse, too, with all the baby boomers coming up. We're not going to have enough money to pay for their social or for their health care, none of that stuff. All the They're not getting anything. So those that, you know,
we're so screwed.
Yep.
And you're bringing a kid into this world. Do you think about that? From time to time, like, seriously,
I'm cutting you off
do you think
at
about
one.
That? Like, I just, the bringing a kid into this world is,
well, that was
is a big decision.
That was the one thing I was, you know, I was the really the only, like, negative to this that I was thinking about before, you know, because we made a decision to have a kid. We're like, all right, we're gonna have a kid. We're going to do this.
It wasn't an oops, baby.
What, a noob? What?
Oops.
Oops. Oops. No. Wasn't an oops at all.
It wasn't an oops.
No, I was.
William H.
No, I was making
William
sure.
Oops, Bradley.
William Oops, Bradley.
But I was like, what? Like, but, you know, I'm sure the people in the 40s were thinking that too. Like, what is this world coming to? And then, you know, they got people. But, like, you know, I was like, what is going to happen? Like, the way we treat our people now, like, the way this society is going, like, you know, I was like, I don't want to, you know, when the zombie apocalypse comes, like, you know, kid's only going to drag us down. You know, I might have to throw it to the zombies.
You
to,
will
like,
have to throw it to the zombies.
Buy us some time.
You will.
You know?
At least you'll get, like, a good, like, you know, head start.
Yeah, but, you know, I think they'd eat them quick.
Yeah, they will.
Them, you know?
Here's another question I had for you. So I know when my sister had her kid, it was kind of before the Facebook thing, but, like, as the Facebook thing progressed, she was strict against putting pictures up on Facebook of the kid. Well, I know you are a huge picture taker, even of your cat.
It's
and
true.
Your first post of posting the picture of your baby online was, you think I take too many pictures of my cat? Just wait.
Just wait.
So you're going to throw out pictures of your kid.
Probably.
You don't care that it's out there.
I'm not a celebrity, you know? And then, like, I think I've sort of, you know, defriended all of the child pornographers in my life.
You had some?
No. No, I mean, you know, like, you can't be so afraid. I do. I'm in agreement with, like, people, like, celebrities. I feel like they shouldn't, like, there shouldn't be paparazzi stalking celebrities with their kids. I think that's weird. I think that's
we also live in a world, though, where, like, everyone wants the first pictures of the kid.
It's true.
So, you know, the idea of selling pictures is, like, a hot commodity in the celeb world, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's just such a weird society we live in where we put certain people above everyone else and expect so much from them. And then you're going to sit there and you're going to put your pictures of your kid up online for anyone to see.
Well, I mean, like, right now it's just...
Once it's online, that's it. It's there forever.
It's there forever.
Forever.
Hmm.
Forever.
But I'm only going to post good pictures of the kid.
What does that mean?
What do you mean?
What does that mean? Good pictures? Like good what?
Like, you know, I don't like when
like
people...
Like taking a bath?
No.
Is that a good picture?
You know, some kids, I really...
You got a lot to think about here, buddy.
No, I was
and you're also a big responsibility. You're like, if you're having a girl, a large majority falls on the wife. When you're having a boy, a large majority of the responsibilities now falls on you.
Yeah.
Prepared?
Prepared, yeah. I'm sure there's stuff I don't know. Like, I've never changed a diaper.
Never.
But I haven't needed to. I have not had the
need. He's sweating under the pressure.
No, I'm ready. Poop, other people's poop does gross me out. Like, if I go into a toilet, like a public restroom, and there's like a hot log in there, like, I throw up a little bit in my mouth.
Well, because you know it came from a homeless man.
Right. It's true, it did. When you see, I think when you see your own kid's poop, it's going to be different. However, that first week when they're, you know, the whatever digestion they have of the mother, it's just like tar.
I hear it's like black.
Tar.
Black.
And you're just gonna go.
Yeah.
And then sleep.
So much to look forward to.
And then sleep. Forget about sleep for like 2 years.
No.
This is so depressing. It is. Turn my iPad on.
Oh yeah, sorry. Is this it?
We're at the end.
We're
at the end.
Good show. I want to thank Tom the therapist.
Yeah. Tom, thanks for coming by. I mean, you
he
came
really,
on
I feel
a day.
Like I really didn't get to talk.
I know
too
you
much.
Came on a day where he announced his baby. It's like he totally screwed you.
That's
so,
okay.
But I'm glad you stopped by, and I want you to stop by again because really, like the idea of the whole social work and the whole social structure, especially of the city, really fascinates me. So anytime you want to talk, stop by again.
You got
you know
it.
Well,
he could be
welcome.
A resident therapist.
Yeah, resident therapist.
Because we have Deb, but she really doesn't.
She sucks.
She doesn't call
Shut
it.
Up, Deb.
Oh, shit. Good show.
Good show.
And
what's that?
I want to say Tom has a master's.
Smarter than everyone else in the room.
Yeah,
it's true, he is.
Or more in debt.
Probably more in debt as well.
Probably more in debt.
How in debt are you?
Me? Two G's probably.
That's not bad at
all.
It's
not bad at all. No, no.
It's school?
No. I owe my mom a little money. Or some past cell phone.
You owe your mom a lot more than that.
It's true.
Think about that when you're about to have a kid. You're screwed.
Spanking. Really quick before we go.
All right.
If you had kids, I'm going to plan on not spanking my kid.
Of course you are. But I already expected you not to spank.
No. I don't want to hit my kid.
When that kid's out of control, though, man.
Sometimes you just want to pop him in the mouth.
It's going to be great. This is going to be so great.
What do you think? Therapist Tom?
Spanking. Good question.
Yeah, no spanking.
No spanking.
No. It's not. I mean, look, it gets the job done in the moment, but the repercussions later on, not worth it. But at the same time, if you do hit your kid for whatever reason, and I'll say this to you directly, anything you mess up with your kid doesn't matter as long as you fix it. Mm. They say there's over 100 ruptures between mother and child every day.
And that's probably on the low side.
Ruptures.
Wow. Ruptures. So anything that goes wrong. So the kid cries and the mom doesn't come fast enough. Or the kid wants something and the mom doesn't even know the kid wants something. 100 a day.
Jeez.
And I'm sure that's on the low side.
You're going to mess up your kid. It's how you fix those ruptures and fix
it. But we've all been messed up. Absolutely. We've all been messed up. We all go, our fucking parents totally fucked me up.
Exactly.
It's just the way the world works.
Because there's over 100 ruptures a day. You can't possibly address them all.
That's a ridiculous amount. Jeez. So we're talking like 365, 1,000 a year? Mm-hmm. You're screwed, dude.
So screwed.
Good show.
Good show.
We'll get more into kid stuff next
week.
No callers.
They know that.
They know that. There was a lot of people listening, actually, but nobody with the balls enough to call.
No balls. No a lot balls. Of ruptures. No
therapists
balls.
Scare they people sometimes.
They do. People they don't want to. I mean, I don't want to talk about my problems.
Yeah. And you got a lot.
I got a lot.
I know. You look good, though.
Yeah.
Good show. Hey, what do you got?
Real quick plug. Catskill Chill. I don't know if anybody's listening.
Catskill Chill.
September 7th to September 9th, Hancock, New York.
Who's in that?
Yonder Mountain String Band, DJ Logic.
It's also run by, what's his name? The guy, the drummer, right? I don't remember his name.
Good plug.
Paul Rudd.
Not Paul Rudd, but that would be awesome. But I can't remember his name. Drummer from something or other. But it doesn't matter.
Rutherford B. Bradley.
B. Giggles.
It doesn't matter. So Catskill Chill, September?
September 7th
to
September 9th.
We got a long time for that.
I can't go.
Tickets. You can't go this.
I can't go.
Is that right around the time?
It's true. September 6th is the due date. I can't be like, I'm going to a music festival.
Ooh.
Day after.
Oh,
peace
man.
Out.
You're screwed.
Good show.
All right, so you're heading to Italy soon.
It's true.
When?
I'm not telling you when.
Well, we got to know for the people who are listening, so we know that.
We're going to take a break. We're going to take we can do a show. We're doing a show. We can do a show next week. We'll do one more show,
and then we're taking off a break
for a couple weeks. Couple weeks.
All right, so we're going to get a big show going next week, and then a couple weeks off, and then he's yawning over here. I get it. All right, then there's also, when you're going to be gone, Plan B's show.
It's true. Plan B McGee.
Yep.
Emily Matheson is doing a show at Joe's Pub. May 6th.
All right.
9:30 p.m. $15. Good show. Good show. T-cubed.